السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آج اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے جماعت احمدیہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور سے ٹوڈے بائی دی گریس آف اللہ جماعت احمدیہ یو کے از ہولڈنگ دی جلسہ از سٹارٹنگ ٹوڈے.
ان جلسوں کا انعقاد کرتی ہے
یو کے جماعت فار دی لاسٹ 25 ایئرز
بین الاقوامی
از ناؤ ہولڈنگ سچ جلساز وچ آر ان سم ریسپیکٹ دے آر نو دے کین بی کالڈ انٹرنیشنل جلساز اینڈ گیدرنگز because the presence of the Khalifa of the time here, Ahmadis from various countries, guests, they come here as far as possible, as far as they can afford, but also the large number of non-Ahmadis, those who consider the Ahmadiyya Jamaat different from the rest of the Islamic Jamaats or other religious organizations, they also come here. And they keep this contact because this Jamaat is very much different from the rest of the Jamaats. And they also express their best wishes. They also read out their messages here. And a sizable number of these people, apart from Africa, they also come from other countries. And they always get a good impression by attending these jalsas. And their expressions, as I always mention every year, in the jalsa after, in the khutbah after the jalsa, they will be inshallah mentioned at that time. At this time today, I would like to address the Ahmadis, which include the host and the guest. I would draw their attention to certain points, particularly I will be addressing the guests. So far as the host and the workers on duty are concerned, I have already given some instructions in the last Friday sermon in the general way, the etiquettes of the hospitality and the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. With reference to that, I have already told quite a few things. Today, there are some other things to be told, and some of them particularly for the host and the rest for the guest, I am going to mention today. As I have mentioned, that this jalsa is an international jalsa and it has acquired such dimensions. and the large number of non-Ahmadis who have good sentiments about the Jamaat, they also come and participate in various programs according to the program. All the 3 days they participate. And then we have got our neighbors, and some of them, they still count us among those ordinary Muslims about whom this general impression is that they are extremist. And because of that, in their view, this order in the world is because of that, because of them. Whenever I find time, generally in the meetings of the non-Ahmadis, I try to remove their misunderstandings that the teaching of Islam is not the teaching of extremism. Islamic teaching is of love and reconciliation. And by beautifying this teaching, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has presented this beautiful teaching in front of us today, in this age. With this reference, as I said that I am going to say some administrative things, I would like to mention for the non-Ahmadis, those who have got the wrong impression about the Islamic teachings. I would like to mention in the words of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which I would like to, in which this beauty of Islam has been highlighted. He says that this principle is very good and very peaceful, and which lays the foundation of peace and reconciliation, and also helping the people in morality and good morals, that we believe all the prophets as true prophets who came into this world, whether they appeared in India or in Persia, are in China, are in any other country. And there are billions of people who have great respect for these people, and the root of their religion has been established, and for many, many centuries the religion continued, and this is the principle which the Quran has taught us, and according to this we have which all the founders of their religions, which are according to this definition, we always hold them in great esteem. Whether they are the founders of Hinduism, or the Persians, or the Chinese, or the Jewish people, or the Christians, all their founders are held in great esteem. Islam is that pure and the religion of peace, which has never attacked any founder of any religion. And the Quran is that practical teaching, which has laid the foundation of peace between various nations, and accepted the prophets of all nations. And now this honor is acquired by the Holy Quran, which has given the teaching, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, that, O ye Muslims, you say that we believe in all the prophets of the world, and we do not make any discrimination between them by believing in some and rejecting others. This verse is from Surah Al Imran, the chapter Al Imran. So therefore, the love and kindness, that atmosphere is created when you respect the elders and the elders of other people. Those people who are appointed by Allah Almighty, sent by Allah, and they claim so, are the people who believe in them, they consider them to be the chosen of God, and there is a community following them. Then we should respect all of them. So having this teaching, to say Islam as an religion of extremism and terrorism, that is actually having a very ill feeling regarding these people, and also try to find out allegations against these people, it is totally against the standard of justice. Rather, it is great injustice. And I would like to say to the neighbors, sometime they are here or some of the representatives are there, this message may reach them, that all types of misunderstandings about us should be removed from their hearts. So far as we are concerned, we are commanded that we should have no bad feeling about any people, any ill feeling about anyone. Regarding in Islam, the respect for neighbor is so much, and the rights are so much that the companions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, at one time they considered that maybe that the neighbors are made a partner in the inheritance. So those people who have got some reservations, they should rest assured in this land, the name of which has been given Hadikatul Mahdi. We have come here to plant the gardens of guidance with love and affection. We have come to irrigate the crops of love and affection here. And along with that, there are large number of such people who are very, very kind to us and very helpful. And they are always ready to give us all the help. I am grateful to all such people. And in these days, there were some problems, and a large number of them, they helped us quite a lot. And in order to hold the Jalsa, they expressed opinion in our favor. And all Ahmadis should also be extremely thankful to these people. And secondly, I would like to our friends and other people, those who have got some reservations about us, I would like to tell everyone, all these people, as I have just mentioned, that the teaching of Islam is showing great respect to the founders of all religions. That is the teaching of Islam. And because of our faith, we respect all the prophets. And but when our prophet, our great master, holy master, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about him in the West, a very filthy literature is published. The Muslims, they show their reaction about that. And those Muslims who are not part of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat and they are deprived of the blessing of Khilafat, their reaction because of the lack of guidance is such that which gives the flavor of extremism. So far as Ahmadiyya community is concerned, Ahmadiyya community also shows its reaction, but our reaction is in light of the beautiful teaching of Islam and in the light of the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we show that to the whole world, and that is how we express our reaction. So because of the wrong reaction of the Muslims, the people, the writers, the so-called writers in the Western, in the West, they write those filthy books. They try to incite the passions of the people. And whenever I mentioned this point in various circles of the society, they always agreed with me that in order to establish peace and to increase the love and affection in society, one has to take care of the sentiments of others. So therefore, our such neighbors who have got this misunderstanding and misconception about us, they should consider the facts and they should try to fulfill the requirements of justice. We have come here, as I have said, we have come here to have the crops of love and affection and to win the hearts through that. And whatever in whatever form the treatment the people are meeting out to us, from our side, we always express our good sentiments for all these people. I say to the Ahmadis that this thing that I have said to addressing the non-Ahmadis, I have mentioned this, that you should also you should have this feeling in your hearts and full understanding as to what our responsibilities are. Apart from being the guest, which I am going to mention later on, it is the requirement and obligation of every Ahmadi, whether he is on duty. He has got a certain responsibility. So every Ahmadi who is participating and attending this Jalsa in any form, man or woman or young or old, they have to understand this responsibility that every year some neighbor, they do get some reason for complaint in somehow or the some way or the other. Although the majority, they do understand and they fully realize that in such a big crowd, 100% perfection cannot be attained in everything. And weaknesses and shortcomings, they simply ignore that. But so far as we are concerned, we, from our side, we should do our best that neither those people who are our supporters or those who are not the supporters of us at this time, and those who are always trying to find fault in our administration, we should not give them any room or any possibility of criticizing that because of the Jalsa, there was some inconvenience faced by the people in this area. Some people, they criticize, and for the sake of criticism, they are always looking for such excuses. But we should try our best, and we should also pray. And we should definitely pray for this purpose that they should never be able to get any excuse of criticism. The administration of Jalsa Salana, they have laid down the rules and regulations of traffic. Follow those rules and regulations. Rather, according to the law of the country, the rules and regulations of the traffic, it is essential for everybody to comply with that. Never consider that this is a small road. Wherever you like, you may park the car over there. Some people coming from the Europe, sometime they ignore this, and sometime from the people from UK also ignore that. If everybody is going to do like that, that the roads are going to be blocked completely. So therefore, those people who are living on both sides, on one side is the city of Alton, and on the other side there is a small town. So the roads, on the roads in that area and right in front of them, never ever park your car in front of that. 2 years ago, one household had a complaint about it, particularly during the rain, when there was a blockage, and this time they have made arrangements, and maybe possibly because of rain today, there is some sort of inconvenience of entry into it, but they should never park their cars outside. And the complaint which occurred 2 years ago, and because of that, the neighbors, some of our neighbors, they have been talking against us very much. Although the administration has paid quite a good attention to this matter, and they have taken care of the fact that this thing is not going to be repeated. But no Ahmadi should ever perform such action that the administration should be in need of reminding you. Every sense of responsibility should be shown by every Ahmadi from wherever they have come. Take care of yourself. And as I said, Islam has established the rights of the neighbors very much, and the people who are living on the right and left are the top. So far as parking, the question of parking is concerned, the people who bring their cars in case of rain, the administration has arranged for the parking. But as all the jamaats are being told for quite some time, that means during this year for some time, last year it was experimented, and it is very suitable that instead of bringing their own cars from London, from the train which runs from London to Alton, and the buses are also arranged, they should make use of that for taking the people to the station from London Mosque. From Baitul Futuh, shuttle service has been arranged, shuttle of buses is there, and also from Alton to Hadikatul Mahdi, the arrangement of buses is there. So when, for the sake of Allah, you have made up your mind to attend the Jalsa, so if there are minor inconveniences, then you should simply ignore that. Some people sometimes say that that when the road was narrow and there was difficulty in traffic and there was the fear of rain, that why this land has been purchased. So wherever you are going to buy the place for Jalsa, you are going to confront the same sort of difficulty. So this type of difficulty was there in Islamabad. While the participants in those Jalsas, they were not as high as present. The local population, they got used to it. So there as well, because of the traffic, the neighbors in the beginning, they had certain objections against us, but they got used to it, and eventually these criticism and objections, they were removed, and that will happen inshallah here as well. But this is the duty of every Ahmadi, that for no reason they should never ever cause any inconvenience for the population here in this area. Every Ahmadi, rather, they should show such a good example that if anybody has got a misunderstanding or ill feeling against Ahmadi, by looking at your good example, they should feel embarrassed and ashamed of that. So they would change their attitude. Rather, they would extend the hand of friendship to us, and they should consider their friendship with us as a matter of honor for them. Every Ahmadi is an ambassador of Ahmadiyyat. This point should always be borne in mind by everyone, that you are the ambassadors of Ahmadiyyat. Expecting this thing, the promised Messiah said that if you are our followers, then you should not put us to shame. Don't bring bad name to us. Who can ever do like that? The meaning of that is that your morals and your conduct should be such high, and you should be showing such a good example, that every finger that rises against an Ahmadi, that is actually, that should be bringing a good name to Ahmadiyyat and to the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. The real purpose of Jalsa Salana is to bring about pious changes in people. So these pious changes are the thing which are going to make a distinction between Ahmadis and other people. During these days, while from you, you should be showing it through your worships, at the same time, show good morals and good behavior to your own people and to others. That is also your responsibility. No doubt, I have instructed the workers that they should be always ready for the hospitality and looking after the guest, and never ever give any opportunity of any complaint. But it is the duty of the guest that he should also show a good conduct and good behavior. They should have some feeling, some patience in them. If at all there is some misunderstanding with a worker, then they should also consider that after all, everybody is a human being. They might have made some mistakes, and some of the workers, they are working throughout for the last three or four days and they have the time, just a very little time for rest. And because of being human beings, if at any point, if they are unable to give a satisfactory reply to a guest, or in their opinion, the right of responsibility is not being discharged, then the guest should also try to ignore that, and they should forgive those workers. The majority of the people, majority of the guest is from UK, those who have come from various cities. And as I said, the guests from all over the world are here, Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis as well. So if any worker leaving the local guest, he pays more attention to the guest who comes from abroad, as it should be. So in that case, the local guest should never take it ill. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, they should show the good example as the guest of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. What example was shown by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam when he became the guest? So these examples are the guidance for us even today. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, at one time he was on journey, he was busy in his work, and because of that, he did not take his supper, his dinner, and during the night he felt hungry, and then he asked about the food. And all the workers, they were extremely worried that everybody has finished their food, and all the people who were working, they have been fed, and nothing is left now. So the shops were closed at that time. It was impossible to buy the food from outside. So when this thing was brought to the knowledge of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam that food is not available and everybody is extremely worried, And they are trying to do something to prepare some food, to cook some food very hurriedly. The Promised Messiah said, don't worry, don't be worried. Just go and see there is a cloth on the table where the food is served. If there are something is left over, if there is some morsel there, bring that. And he had little bit from that and assured the workers to be satisfied. And the people have written that if Huzur had instructed at that time to prepare the food and cook the food for him, it would have been a great honor for them. And we would have taken it as a great honor, and that would have been full of blessing. But considering our inconvenience and discomfort, he stopped us from preparing the food. So these are the examples which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam should also showed, and the people who have come into his bath, they should also show the same. During the days of the Jalsa and otherwise, sometime I get some complaints from Langar Khana, from the kitchen. And when you inquire about that, that sort of negligence was never shown as it has been exaggerated. So no doubt every guest has some sentiments, and we should take care of that. But the guest should also have a realistic view. In Jalsa, in Rabwa, there used to be Jalsas. In those days, there used to be some complaints. Now, Darul Ziafat, the Langar Khana in Rabwa, the Langar Khana of the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the Langar is continuous there. And if there is any mistake from the administration, then the Ahmadis, the guest Ahmadi guests, sometimes they become very touchy and show their displeasure. Despite the fact that generally the administration always apologizes to them, and similarly there are some complaints about the Langar Khana in Qadian, and because of the presence of Khalifa of the time here, the Langar is continuously open. Still, there are some complaints are continuously coming. And particularly during the days of Jalsa, there are some complaints which come to me. In other parts of the world, normally there is no such arrangement of kitchen, because such elaborate and vast arrangements are not there, not so many people are there. But during the days of Jalsa, the Langar is there, and still there are some complaints. So in any way, Huzur says that these weaknesses and shortcomings, they are there, which actually should not be there. It is the responsibility of the workers that whosoever has come to the Langar, to the kitchen of the Promised Messiah, he should be respected and he should be shown all the honor. And wherever regular kitchens are there, all the workers, I draw their attention to the point that whenever a guest comes, whether he is a local or from Rabwa or Qadian or from outside, they should always take care of their sentiments and never ever say anything which is hurting or pinching. So these things I have mentioned regarding the general langars in a general way. But I coming back to the point of the guests of the Jalsa Salana, I would say once again that they should show patience and forbearance. And during the days of Jalsa, all are volunteers. They come from various, they have different professions. University, college students are there. Despite living in this atmosphere, because of being in the bath of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, they have offered for the service of the guest of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So if the weaknesses are there, kindly ignore that and appreciate their sentiments. And because of which they have offered themselves for the service. So far as the guests, non-Ahmadi guests are concerned, they have got a separate arrangement so that we can do the hospitality for these people in a better way. At least we can try that. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the light of his instruction, that whenever any leader of any nation comes to you, then show a great respect to that. Here at the time of, on the occasion of Jalsa, the guests who come for the Jalsa, they should also keep this point in mind, that their objective is to listen to the Jalsa proceeding and to get the spiritual benefit from it. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has explained it that this jalsa, this gathering, is not a worldly funfair or just a simple get-together. The worldly funfairs and gatherings are for the whole day. People show various funs here and there. Foolish gatherings are there. And they go on eating and hue and cry is there and nothing else is there. But here, for the 3 days, if people, instead of the physical food, if they pay more attention to the spiritual food, then he can do full justice to the covenant of initiation that he has made. So make it as a point of duty to you that during the Jalsa, whatever is the program of the Jalsa, all men and women, young and old, everybody should participate in that very sincerely and dedicatedly. And whatever they listen and whatever speeches they listen, they should make it a part of their life. No woman, no man, no young man, no child during these days, during the proceeding of the Jalsa, should not be seen outside or sitting in groups outside or playing around. For the ladies, there is a marquee for small children. So, because the children sometimes cry and make noise, and other ladies who do not have their children with them or the children have grown up, they are disturbed. So, such children, those who have gone through this age of crying and making noise, 7 or 8 years old,
उसमें तुमने आराम से बैठना है कई बच्चे हैं कई मांएं से समझा के लाती हैं और बच्चे बड़ी आराम से बैठे होते हैं इन मजालिस का एहतराम बचपन से ही बच्चों में पैदा करें और इसकी ट्रेनिंग सारा साल घरों में दें और ये देनी चाहिए मुझे बहुत दफा शिकायत मिलती रहती हैं
सॉरी देयर इज एन इंटरप्शन देयर इज नो सिग्नल कमिंग हियर सो We have to just bear with it for some time.
नासरात में तो कम है, लेकिन अफ़ाल में थोड़ी-थोड़ी देर बाद ये शरारती तबीयत ज़्यादा होती है लड़कों में, ये बातें पैदा होती रहती हैं। अगर सारा साल माँ-बाप भी और ज़ैली तंज़ीमें भी बच्चों को इस नेश से भी तबीयत करें बच्चों की, तो जलसों पर ऐसी शिकायत ना हो बच्चों की एक खासी तादाद यहाँ अलग फर्ज से ड्यूटी भी दे रही होती है और बड़े प्यारे अंदाज में ड्यूटी दे रहे होते हैं छोटे बच्चे लेकिन एक खासी तादाद ऐसी भी है जो ड्यूटी
yes. Huzoor says that there is a large number of such people, those who do not perform any duties. They have come from various cities, from other countries. They definitely, because of this talking and playing around, they are causing disturbance. So this is the duty of those who are participating in the Jalsa, that they should train their children lovingly. And that would be possible only in that case when the children realize that our elders, they are also listening to the programs of the Jalsa diligently, and they are showing respect to the sanctity of the Jalsa. Our religious gatherings should be such that instead of these workers, the men and the women, and as it happens generally in the ladies' marquee, they should stand with this notice that you observe silence and listen to the proceeding of the Jalsa. So you should be taking care of this thing, that there should be no need of any such reminder, and everybody should keep quiet and listen to the proceeding. And then another important thing to which I want to draw your attention is that you should keep an eye on your around you. And Allah Almighty has been protecting the Jamaat, and Allah Almighty is going to protect us. This is our history. If seeking help from Allah Almighty, we supplicate to Him, then our attachment with the Jamaat will be strengthened and we will be under the protection of Allah Almighty. This is the promise of Allah Almighty, given to the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, that I am with you and with your beloved ones. And also the promise is there that the ultimate victory is yours. So all these things indicate that Allah Almighty, as a Jamaat, is always keeping the Jamaat under His protection, inshallah ta'ala. And by the grace of Allah, this Jamaat is going to progress. But the opponents, they are always try to find such opportunity of giving some, inflicting some harm or damage to the community. And sometimes individual sacrifices have to be offered. Sometimes because of our own carelessness, the opponents, they make take benefit out of that. And nowadays the circumstances in the world, the apparent precautions, it is very good to do that. And this is the requirement of intellect. People should be doing it. And this is the instruction of Allah Almighty. Therefore, the administration has made the arrangement that they have put up the scanners. And because of that, it may be that sometime before reaching Jalsa Salana, it may take long. So people should show endurance and patience. Everyone should submit oneself for the checking and offer the cooperation to the administration. The people who are checking, those people whom they know, and if he has gone outside and then he has come back, coming back again, they should also made to go through the scanner. And everybody who is participating in the Jalsa, they should look around themselves throughout the Jalsa. Because it is quite obvious that every devout Ahmadi is always very anxious to protect the Jamaat from any type of harm coming to the Jamaat, so he should keep an eye on his surrounding. And in this respect, in these days, you can also help the administration in this way, that if regarding any person you have got some doubt or he looks suspicious, then he should immediately be reported to the administration. Particularly, the ladies should be very vigilant in this respect. On the lady side, any lady should not be sitting, should not be walking around covering his face completely. Several years ago, there was such incident. A man was in the garb of a woman, was caught there. So it should not be considered that we are very active and the checking is very fast, so we should become relaxed inside. So sometimes people suffer loss because of their carelessness. So a mu'min should always be very vigilant and very careful. And second, other thing is the cleanliness. Take care of that very much. During the Jalsa, no filth should ever be thrown on the ground. Never think that the workers will pick it up. You go to that area where the dustbins have been put. So you throw that litter there, whether the disposable glass is there or paper or whatever, throw it there. So it might cause some inconvenience, but if you throw the litter there, then the whole area will be very clean. And similarly, the washrooms are there, toilets are there. The guests should take care that after the use it should be properly cleaned. And this is not something which degrades anybody at all. Those workers are the lady workers who are appointed on this duty. They are very well-off people and they belong to very noble families. So by cleaning, your honor does not decrease, rather it increases and you demonstrate good morals. When you travel in the aeroplanes, when it is written in the toilets that for the next passenger to come, keep the toilet clean. So at the time of the inspection of the workers, I gave them one example of one lady that with great desire she always made sure that she should be appointed on the duty for the cleanliness. And whenever any lady would go to the toilet and use it, she would go inside immediately and clean it. And by looking at that, some lady thought that this lady is well-disciplined, well-civilized. Let me find out who she is. And when he inquired about her and investigated, then she came to know that that was Apa Majida Shahnawaz. the late. She was a daughter of a government official and a wife of a great businessman. But she, for the sake of the service to the guest of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he performed this duty. And for the Jamaat, he made a lot of financial sacrifices. But she did not consider these financial sacrifices enough. And she was dedicated to this service. And Allah Almighty enabled their progeny as well to keep a very close link with the Jamaat. So anyway, this cleanliness is, according to the saying of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is a part of your faith. So this is the duty of all the believers, that they should try to acquire everything good, however small it may be, which has been instructed by the Prophet of Allah. And cleanliness is described as an indication of the faith, and it's a part of the faith. So therefore, every guest, everybody who participates in the Jalsa, they should pay special attention to this one and never ever consider that I just go away and the workers of the cleanliness department, they would be doing their duty. And today, when the rain is heavy, if there is people go with muddy shoes, then there will be a lot of mess there. So whenever, if the administration should also take some care and put some mats over there, and people should also take care that they should clean all the mud and filth. And today is the forecast of rain, and it may continue raining the whole day. And apart from that, swine flu is also rampant, and there are precautions announced by the government, and on MTA the announcement is being made. So for this purpose as well, the administration has made the arrangement that the apparent precaution that can be taken according to that, they say that everyone coming in, they are giving the homeopathic medicine. I don't know whether this medicine has been given today or not. If not, when the people go back and go through the scanners, they should be given the medicine. Regarding this, everybody, every guest should cooperate with it. And secondly, if anybody is in doubt of a flu in any way, then considering the comfort of other people before coming to Jalsa, they should go to their concerned doctor and consult them. Allah Almighty may protect every Ahmadi from this illness and all types of ailments. And those people who are participating in the Jalsa, they should get maximum blessing of Jalsa and go back with that. And those guests who have come from other countries, particularly from Pakistan, Bangladesh, and India, etc., and also from African countries, I always tell them that before the expiry of the time of the visa, they should try to go back. Because this year especially, the people who have been responsible for issuing the visa in various countries, the officials of the UK Jamaat, they have objected this point, that in some cases, in some places, some Ahmadis, they have been refused the visa, that some Ahmadis, they go there in the name of Jalsa and they never come back. Although this is totally wrong. And for the last 6-7 years, I know it very well, that anybody, the people who come over here, they always go back. And those, if they have ever stayed, their number may not be more than 4 or 5, 5 or 6. And they are also given some punishment and penalized from the Jamaat. But anyway, Huzur says that even if very negligible number of such people is there and they overstay here, that becomes the reason for the defame of the Jamaat. And as a result of that, the doors of those people who want to come to this Jalsa, they are closed, they are sealed. And this is something which does not behove any Ahmadi at all, in any way. And moreover, according to the arrangements of Jalsa, the accommodation arrangement is there. The hospitality arrangement is there. This is only for generally for 2 weeks, and after that, without the permission of the host, to stay on is not at all appropriate. These uninvited guests, this is like becoming uninvited guest, which is very disapproved in the teachings of Islam, disliked. And those people who are staying with their relatives and friends, they should be grateful to those people that they have accommodated them with them at their house, and they should not become unnecessary burden upon them in this respect. Later on, some people, they come to me, they make the complaint that they came for so many days, and the relative with whom they are staying, their attitude is such that we would like to go to the Jamaat arrangement, or anyway they complain about that. So the guests should always come for that number of days, which should not pose any burden upon the host, and there should be no complaints later on. The purpose of Jalsa is to increase love. If instead of increasing the mutual love, if it decreases, then the objective of Jalsa is not achieved. So while the host, the family members, they should also be broad-hearted, the guests, they should also be very careful about it. Always remember that your journey is for the sake of Allah. Therefore, do not make it the means of worldly benefits. For the sake of Allah entirely, this journey should be there. And make it a journey solely for the sake of Allah. Allah Almighty enable all the people to do like that. And one important thing Huzur says, that the program which has been printed, there are certain instructions are given there, and do read that and try to act upon that. And today, this was the forecast according to the weather reports. May Allah also stop this rain later on, and the rest of the time during that period, by the grace of Allah, we are able to listen to the proceeding very happily without any discomfort. So because of the rain, when the rain comes, because of the noise it creates, some people may not be able to understand it fully. It's very difficult for people, and also difficulty in walking. It will be inconvenience to the ladies and the children. So please pray that Allah Almighty...
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله